Ramble.
Do svidaniya. I am Flula Borg, and it is now a boom time.
Tiki-toki, what time is it? Tiki-toki, what time is it?
Boom time!
Welcome to a very wonderful episode of Boom Time today. Sitting next to me, approximately one decimeter, is Alex Simmons, the director of Boom Time. Good day to you, Alex.
A very special and a very romantic episode of Boom Time.
Oh, I should have started with... Mon chéri, aujourd'hui, boom time, et j'en devoir flou la bourg.
And then you probably should apologize to all French speakers.
Yes. Okay. No, if those words were right. Mon chéri, I will tell you, is a delicious German candy with alcohol in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's the only one I know.
Which sounds very romantic.
Mon chéri.
So what are we doing today?
Today, Alex, we are going to answer and help people with their questions about love and relationships and who knows, maybe some hoopy, making hoopy, the people.
And just to be clear, when you... make love to a person.
Making hoopy.
You say, now let's make hoopy?
I sometimes say it with my mouth, and sometimes I say it with my eyes. Or my, you know.
Will you please stop saying it with your eyes right now?
Yeah, sorry.
I don't like it.
I cannot help it. I'm in the mood to help people with their hoopy problems.
But before we go too much farther, I just wanted to give a special shout out to some of the other folks we have in the room.
Oh, please.
We've got Kristen, Kevin, and Evan.
Yeah.
And they're all a three-headed monster who helps us make the show.
Yes.
We've had a couple people ask, who are the people laughing in the background? And that's who it is. It's the three-headed monster that helps us produce this show.
Yeah, that was Jerry Seinfeld asking, who are these people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you've told everyone, so they know.
He's an observational comedian, and that's how people talk.
Oh, okay. That is normal speech?
Yeah.
I am not used to this country yet.
So today,
yeah.
Before we get started, though,
please.
Before we go start taking your calls, and we really appreciate all that we've got so many amazing calls.
Oh, yes.
We haven't heard any of them yet.
No.
But we saw that there are a lot of them, and we are ready for Flula and me to give you our best advice. But before we get started,
yeah,
I thought we should warm up
with
a little exercise.
Okay.
And it's a variation of what we've done before, but in this case,
yeah.
I would like Flula to teach me a word or phrase in German that will help me in my romantic mentality.
Ooh.
So, you know, something in the romance zone of
yes.
a word or phrase. Is there something you could teach me?
Yeah, I can give you a simple one.
That's what I was hoping for. That's all I can handle.
Yeah, so like a nice smooch from a person is knutsch, ein knutsch.
Really?
And so, yeah. So
that's my favorite German phrase I've ever heard.
So if you'd like to smooch, you could say, willst du knutschen?
Willst du
knutschen?
Knutschen?
Knutschen? Willst du knutschen?
Could you just go knutschen?
Yeah, you could just question. Yeah, like the verb. Like
knutschen.
Yeah, canoes, kayaks, knutschen. Yeah, it works.
And you can say kayaks, smooching.
Smooching.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was just saying the verb. No, those were nouns. I have to eat some more chocolate balls. I'm sorry, Alex.
Which you'll make with your sarong.
Yeah, my sarong. Yeah,
okay.
Shout out.
To a previous episode of Boom Time, which you may or may not remember.
That's correct. So to review, willst du knutschen is would you like to smooch it?
And you're going to be going on the road here pretty soon at the end of this week, right?
Yes, ding dong, says the automobile. I'm driving to Vancouver to hang out at the Just for Laughing Northwest Festival in February 14 to 16. So come to me and say hello or just wave from the distance.
After you've purchased a ticket.
I'm not selling them. Someone is. I'm sneaking in.
So. You're sneaking into your own performance?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you have to do that.
I don't know.
I think you can just show up and tell them who you are.
Do you know who I am?
Well, no. Maybe don't use it that phrase. But
yeah.
Do you sneak into, every time you play a show, you feel like you need to sneak in because you don't want to buy a ticket?
I sneak in and sneak out.
Have you had any issues with this?
Yes, people are screaming me, hey, who are you, as I run. Yeah.
Directly to the stage?
Directly to stage.
All right, great. Yeah. Whatever works for you.
That's how it works for me.
Are you feeling warmed up now?
I'm ready.
I think now we can take our first call. What do you think?
I'm so excited. Yes, please. We have not heard these, just so everybody is knowing. Okay, Kevin, hit it.
Hey, Flula. This is Jesse from Huntsville, Alabama. I was just curious what your advice was on getting over a divorce. Let me know. Thanks.
Jesse,
let's start easy.
Start with a softball. Yeah. So I will say, first of all, Jesse, your voice is very soothing. And I think anyone that hears this voice will want to have some fun interactions with you, perhaps in the romance world.
So Jesse wants to know how to get over a divorce. Neither Flula and I have ever been divorced, but we've certainly both been through breakups. Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong, but I have to assume that there's got to be some overlap. And I think time helps.
Yeah, time. The song by Hootie and the Blowfish. Is that what you're referring to? Just listen to this on the loops.
I love that halfway through the first call of this episode, I'm already thinking, we are so unqualified for this episode.
Yeah, this is going to be dangerous. We should say, to begin, everyone, I and Alex have 0 degrees related to loving or relationships or, you know, anything that can help you.
I think my only advice that works for me in this sort of situation is just stay busy. You just got to find something new to occupy your brain.
Yeah. Pump some metal, as they say. Go to the gym and pump those metals.
So just go to the gym is what Flula says.
Yeah. Hit those gyms and then immediately get into another relationship, because rebounds are very helpful in basketball and probably also in relationships. Right, Alex?
I don't think so. So listen to whatever part of that advice makes sense to you.
Okay.
Okay, so we solved one person's problem.
Oh, man, we have solved it. Thank you, Jesse.
We're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be easy.
Willst du Knutsch? Willst du Smutschet?
Should we do another call?
Yeah.
Hey, Flula. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario in Canada, and I just got broken up with. So as Valentine's Day approaches, I was wondering if you had any advice for how to stay positive and have fun while my friends are out doing, like, a couple things. Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
First of all, thank you for calling from Hamilton. And let me tell you right now, caller, while your other friends are doing couple things, I guarantee to you 68 to 69% of them are having a terrible time. They are jealousy of you because, as they say, the green is always grasser on the other side of the pasture. And that is how what I would say. You, my friend, are lucky and fortunate because you can do anything you like on this day. Do you need to call like, oh, I need to make reservation at Tommy Bomb Bombs so that they have a date table? And what if the table is too far to the window or in the middle? And what if our server is rude and wearing pantaloons? None of this matters.
So,
you can do what you like on this day. Yeah. That to me is freedom. It's you. You are like, what's his name? Mark Morrison from Braveheart. He's like, you can take our lives, but you cannot take my axe. And then he runs. Mel Gibson. Sorry.
Mel Gibson's character was Mark Morrison.
Yeah, Return of the Mac. No?
My favorite continuity error in a movie of all time was in Braveheart, where he's running with the axe towards the oncoming British troops. They cut back to the British troops. They cut back to Mel Gibson. Now he's got just a shield.
Oh, yes.
They cut back to the British troops. They cut back to Mel Gibson. Now he's got a sword.
Yeah.
This literally goes on for like 7 shots. Back to the British, back to Mel Gibson. Nothing at all in his hands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now that we've made a movie, I think before I had made a movie, I was like, how could that happen? And I'm like, it is so complex. There's so many things going on. Like, these things happen when you make a movie. Anyways, so I think what your advice is to our friend from Hamilton is, the silver lining here is that you've got new freedom. You can make the most of it. Valentine's Day often is a tricky holiday for couples. It's got a lot of weighted things on it. And now you're free of that.
Oh, yes.
Do something for you. Go have fun. To make the most of it, right?
Being in a relationship where people are not both excited is the worst. So it's better to be solo and doing all the things you want, solo like Han, and having a very nice time instead of being all of those people who are just miserable, you know? And they're like, but hey, listen, Hamilton, Ontario resident, don't trust Instagram. Everyone will be smiling and eating cakes and dancing and blah, blah, blah. But on the inside, they're like, I wish I was alone, hanging out, watching Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The green is always grasser on the other pasture.
That's correct.
Love.
Next call.
Yeah.
So, Flula and Alex. Oh, my God. I can't believe I've actually got through. So, when I was a kid, I used to have these visions.
Yeah.
I just really like to just get something out of it, I suppose. When I was a child, I used to see these, like, red skeleton walking a red skeleton dog. And I'm just wondering if you can take anything from that. Anything from that. Because I was like, is it red hot love? Like canine love? Like teeth? Not sure. Not exactly sure. But you guys are amazing.
Oh.
And I've been following you, and I just need some advice from people that are real.
Okay. That was wonderful.
So, yeah, what's your advice?
So you are having dreams of a red skull.
Red skeleton walking a red skeleton dog, I think.
Ah.
And your romantic solution to this would be?
Oh, go back to sleep.
Yeah. Just more.
I want more.
Give me more of that.
Yeah, yeah. This is the cowbell of love dreams. I want more of this.
Lean in.
Lean in.
Your psyche is telling you something that you need.
Yeah.
It's saying you need more dream-like scenarios that involve skeletons walking other skeletons.
Yeah.
Don't run away.
No.
Run towards it.
Yeah.
Faster.
With your talkie.
Take some NyQuil. Get back in dreamland.
Oh, and tell us more, please.
I mean, the appropriate dose, of course. And, yeah. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe a warm glass of milk, whatever's appropriate.
Yeah,
again, we are not licensed in any way.
Nothing. No. I have a driving license, that's it. Yeah.
I'm not even sure you have that.
I'm also sure that I do not.
Your passport doesn't count.
It does not?
No.
Okay. Well, I hope I do not get pulled over.
Yeah. Great. So another problem solved.
Great. I'm sweaty.
Okay. Flula is now removing his clothes on Flula's nudity spectrum, which we've discussed before. He's now at a 67%.
86.
86. He says, 86. I say 67.
Okay.
I think now that you're more comfortable, we can take another call.
Let's do it.
Okay. That was a very interesting call.
Oh, I loved it.
Hi, Flula.
Hi.
My name's Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Thanks for the great podcast.
Oh.
I was wondering if you had any advice for a Valentine's Day date or activity for a long-distance relationship. Thanks. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Oh, thank you very much, Marissa.
So the question is, how to have a great Valentine's date when you're both in different places in the world?
Yes.
Flula, what's your answer to that?
You and your partner, you each develop, if you know the location where the person is, I assume you do know this, then you write down a schedule of very fun events that you know your partner would love. You send this events and schedule to the friend or partner, and they send what they think you like to you. And then both of you, I assume time zones are not so crazy, you go on the date you wish you would love your partner to have, and then as you go, you take photos and make FaceTime and make paintings, and you update to each other, hey, how's our date going? And you do it together. Also, you watch the same film, and then afterwards speak to each other.
That was such a specific answer that it makes me feel like you already had that idea in your back pocket, just waiting for the opportunity.
No. I have no pocket bags. I just love this. I love schedules.
Right. So mainly Flula's advice in general and to any romantic issue is just make a schedule.
Yeah, but if you are long distance, you cannot see each other. So, what would Tommy like, assuming Tommy is your friend, your partner? And then give to Tommy the schedule.
So, yeah, just imagine what your lover would like, and then give them a schedule.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, another problem solved.
Love it.
Man, we were really killing it in the romance game right now.
Knocking it out. Yeah.
Love.
Questions!
Hi, my name is Micah from Akron, Ohio.
Hello,
I'm
Micah.
I'm calling because I can't seem to get all the babes. So, I can get like one or two babes, but I kind of just want like 8 or 9 babes. So if you could really help me out, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Flula. Cheers. Have a good day.
Yes, Micah. Thank you very much. As you're speaking, I'm looking up now, and he says he can get 1 or 2 babes.
I thought he said dates.
I heard babes.
Babes, okay.
And so I'm going
babes?
To, yeah, so I will say, listen, Micah, I think there are only 2 babe films, right? Babe in the House and Babe Goes on the Trip or something like this.
The animated pig movie is what you're talking about?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So there are 2
Follow
of those.
Us here, Micah.
So Micah, you can, I would say purchase each on iTunes. So that's 2 babes. Then if you have a DVD / Blu-ray, purchase 1 of each on those. There's 4 babes.
Okay.
Now go to.
Now we're getting into tough territory here.
No, it's fine. Go to the store. What's next to the Schnicker? What's next to the Joy Almond? What's next to the York Pep Patty? That's right. A babe, Ruth. Go purchase this. Shove it in your mouth. There's 5 babes. And if you are loaded like a man with many bitcoins and litecoins, buy a Baby Ruth rookie card.
Okay, so just to summarize, Micah, your issue is you'd like to meet more women, and Flula's advice is to purchase 4 copies, DVD and VHS or Blu-ray, of the movie Babe.
He said babes.
Also go to the grocery store and buy 2 Baby Ruth candy bars, and then buy an additional 1 with Bitcoin.
buy a Babe Ruth brookie card.
Oh, you know, right, the, a Babe.
The big, big swatter, yeah. What's he called? I hit those things. I point and hit a ball hard with stick.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if you have Bitcoin,
yeah.
the coup de grace to this solution would be to purchase a Babe Ruth rookie card, and that will solve all your problems.
Then you have enough babes, Micah.
Great.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your own super-duper professional website. You can choose a template that you love and customize it by adding so many things like text, videos, images, you know, things like that. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want, person. Do you want even more for your website? Fine, do it. You can start a blog. You can launch an online store. You can create an event. You can knit a sweater while all of this occurs. Share everything in a click on social media and drive toot toot even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. To be clear, what? Sorry?
SEO tools, again, just a SEO, search engine optimization.
Oh, I like it. I can SEO what you did there. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website during the listening to of this podcast, Boom Time with Flula. How many people choose Wix to create their website, Alex?
140 million and counting.
Counting. Who's counting? We are. We just, that's all we do. We record the podcast and then we count the number of people using Wix.com. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime to get 10% offy. That's Wix.com/boomtime. See you there on the webs.
Boom time!
Let's hear another one.
Hi, Flula.
Hi.
This is Crystal, and I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, shout out.
I have a little bit of a quandary. My husband and I have been together on and off for 22 years, married for almost 10 now. We have two children, and we are finding it a challenge to, keep things spicy. Hoping that maybe you could give us a little bit of insight on what would maybe keep the romance up and sexy as...
Hey,
spicy. Thanks.
And sexy as what? Sorry, what was that?
I think she said sexy as beep.
Oh, as beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would say I heard spicy immediately. Two words. Cha-lula.
So I think she's metaphorically talking about spice in this situation. I don't think she literally wants...
Like posh and scary?
That's a metaphor, one of the Spice Girls?
I don't know.
So I think what she means is how to make things more
the hoopy.
Sexually interesting. Yeah, the hoopy.
She wants the hoopy to get harder.
How do you keep it interesting?
Keep the hoopy hard? Oh, well, I have so many questions. Are the light? Do you use lights?
I'll just answer for her.
Yeah.
Does she use lights?
Yeah.
Probably in her life, yes.
I mean, during the hoopy.
Does she use lights
it? Are the lights blazing?
What's your advice? Off or on?
Off or, well, I don't know. Well, the answer is, you say one. Are they on or off during hoopy, Alex?
Your advice to her is asking me if she has the lights off or on during her whoopee.
You said I'm going to answer all the questions because I know exactly what Crystal from the PNW knows. So I'm asking you, are the lights on or off during the whoopee?
They're on.
Then I say,
for her,
try them off.
Great.
See?
Oh. So I think what I hear you saying, Flula, is mix it up.
Oh, you must mix it.
Okay, so it's really that simple. If they've been on... Just turn them off. If they've been off.
Or try,
them on.
Try those on, you know? And like, who's close? Let me ask you, Crystal, Alex. Kralex. What do you wear your clothes or your husband's clothes during the daytime?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she probably wears her own clothes during the daytime. And you're going to say...
Wear your husband's clothes.
Right.
That's
it. During the hoopy or during the daytime?
See, both options. See which one is more excitement.
Okay, so reverse the light situation and wear your husband's clothes during the daytime.
And maybe night. Maybe during the mid-afternoon, during the snack time.
And there. And then your life will get instantly more chalupa-level spicy.
Spicy FF, as they say.
Spicy FF?
FF.
FF.
Yeah.
You don't say it. You have like double vision. Spicy FF?
You know when you're like, I'm very, very tired?
I'm tired FF.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day!
Next caller.
Great. Yeah, solve that one too.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Hi, Flula.
Hi.
My name's Larry from Catonsville, Maryland.
Hi, Larry.
I've been married 26 years.
Wow. Congrats.
I have a wife and several girlfriends.
Oh. Mm.
The problem is, my wife doesn't know about the girlfriends.
Ah, yeah.
What's the best way to introduce that into our marriage as not to offend my wife?
Wow, Larry, that's a...
Thank you.
Oh, yep.
Have you seen Men in Black, Larry? There's a pen that you can point into the face of everybody you know and they forget everything. My recommendation to you, flash everybody you know, to include girlfriends and wife, and then in the end, flash it on your own face. Then when you wake up, you'll be like, what's occurring? And nobody will know anything.
And so, sorry, Flula, and let's assume that the Men in Black pen is a real thing.
Yeah.
At that point, that solves his problem of how?
He will forget about the question and also about Boom Time and also about his... everything will be forgetting, but then he wake up, he's like, oh, this is a lady. I love this lady. Look at this. Oh, what a nice surprise. Thank you, nature. And then he's with just his wife. I don't know. What does wife want? What does wife want, Alex?
Well... She probably doesn't want to know about all his girlfriends, I would guess.
Then why did you just tell us this on the air?
Well, we don't know his full name.
Okay.
And Larry, this sounds like a tricky one, and I think just listen to Flula's advice. Find a way to give yourself permanent amnesia in the same room as the other participants of this story, and it'll just kind of work itself out. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Maybe.
Okay.
I've lost confidence in this answer.
I love you. You love me. Let us have a knutsch.
Next caller.
Yeah. These are intense.
Hi, Flula. This is Diana from New York City.
Hello, Diana.
I'm needing some love advice, so I have a question kind of about dating in a city. A lot of people use online dating, and it's really kind of hard, and it's getting nowhere. So I'm wondering if you have advice on moving off of the apps and trying to meet people in person, maybe in ways that aren't just going out to a bar, especially if it's wintertime and everyone's hibernating in the city. So if you have any advice, I'd love to hear it. Thanks.
Well, first of all, this is our first bear caller. I'm very excited. We've had humans call. We've had some dogs call. We've had birds. But this is our first bear, so...
And not that kind of bear.
Okay. What?
Well, there's another kind of bear, too.
Well, there's many. There's grizzly, there's brown, there's, you know...
Well, there's another type of bear, too.
Yeah, tell me.
Well,
Berenstein?
You'd find them on Grindr.
On Grindr?
Yeah.
What's this?
It's where you'd find bears.
Okay. I'm excited to visit Grindr.
So, this is an interesting question, because yeah. I've been married and in with my wife long enough where I've actually never online dated. Okay. I missed that.
You missed it.
Yeah, and I've heard so much about it, and I am so happy with my wife, and I'm very glad that I missed it, but at the same time, I'm curious about how it works. So, Flula, have you online dated a little bit, and what's been the pros and cons, and any ways to meet people, more importantly, without using it?
I do not like to use technologies that I do not need.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, great, this is going to be helpful for the caller, because you're saying, here's some advice that you don't need.
Well, no, I will say, I cannot tell you anything about how is online dating? Is it nice or bad or good? I do not know. I do not use it. But I can tell to you, what was her name? Diana, sorry.
Diana. Again, she's not a literal mammal. She's a woman who just said the word hibernate.
Okay, well, whatever. Prove to me this was not a talking bear, and I will tell you, okay, Alex, you win this round.
You've got me there. There's no way I could empirically prove to you that she wasn't a talking bear.
So, now that we have, okay, you have acknowledged defeat.
You win again.
I answer. So, number one, Diana, as you know, with your paws, using a smartphone is very difficult. The tapping, you can't say swipe left, swipe right. All you can do is, like, eat.
Hold on. Wait a second. Number one, you're a... talking bear?
Yeah.
Like, start running. Some people are going to be putting you in a zoo or in some science experiment. This is a very dangerous position you found yourself in.
We don't know where she's calling. She is
New where? York City. If she's a talking bear in New York City, people are not going
to
be cool with that.
To be fair, it is New York. I mean, there are some things. I've seen people doing some strange things.
Right. That guy is wearing a hula hoop. That person has got crazy hair. And there's a talking bear over there. No big deal. We're in New York. All kinds, right?
All the same.
So your advice on meeting people without, now that we've really kind of dove into this, your advice on meeting people without using online dating is?
Diana, what do you love? I imagine it's honey and other things. So if it's something like that, then go to like a honey lovers club. club or some kind of activity that you as a bear really do enjoy. And then, in this case, go and find this club or meeting or location, and then you will meet other honey lovers. Or what do other things? What are bears loving? Oh, catching fish in the creek. You know, go to a local creek where other bears are going to slap at the fishes as they go upstream.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that's really good advice. Just find something you're interested in, get out the front door, go outside, meet some new people, and that's probably a much better zone to meet people with shared interests that you might eventually find a romantic partner in.
Yes, and Dinah, I will also just, this is between me and you because Alex won't understand.
Oh, you just said the same thing in Grizzly Bear.
Yeah.
See, I did understand.
I assumed she was grizzly.
Yeah, yeah.
Bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day!
Next caller.
Hi, Fula. This is Brian from Charlottesville, Virginia. My wife is German, and we've been married for 18 years now, and it would really, really mean a lot to both me and her if you would say happy Valentine's to her, because I love her a whole lot. And I love her a whole lot. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Das ist ja wirklich spitze. Also Brian, du verstehst es vielleicht nicht, aber deine Frau versteht es auf jeden Fall. Also gratuliere. Happy Valentine's Day natürlich. 18 Jahre. Hoffentlich ist der Brian sehr nett zu dir. Das wird mich ja sehr freuen. Und natürlich, you know, go Cavaliers, as they say in Charlottesville. I love it. You know, the inventor of the light bulb is also the founder of your university, Thomas Edison. Amazing.
And sorry, and can you give us a little window into what you just said in German?
I just said, yo, dog, what's... Well, let me just say it to you in Grizzly, since you also speak.
Oh, so you just said happy Valentine's Day to Brian's wife?
And your lucky numbers are 5, 7, 14, and 22.
Wow. The grizzly bear language is surprisingly complex such few syllables.
Absolutely. It's the Chinese of animal languages.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Knutsch doch bitte!
I think we should do one more call.
Great.
Last call.
Hi, Fula. This is Richard from Cambridge, Wisconsin. And I was wondering what your favorite color is. It's a softball question.
Mm.
And also what your favorite German beer is. Have a good day.
Thank you, Richard. I heard Fula, so I will call you Rochert just for fun. So Fula here telling you, Rochert, that I love Weissbier, which is a wheat beer. Wait, this is not love advice.
No, I feel like maybe some of the other calls have filtered in. But you know what? I feel like there's nothing more romantic than color choice and beer choice. So I feel like it does apply.
Rochert, I will also tell you that Fula loves anything with neon. So like, you know, the noble gas where all of the outer electrons are fully bonded. That's the kind of color I like. Bright lights, big city all over my
Ah, ah.
I meant on my...
Nope, that's not
nope.
Boom time, no. Valentine's. No. Boom time, no. Valentine's.
No. One more.
Okay, one more call?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm from Queens in New York. My question is, why would a man need more than one woman? If you could answer it, that would be awesome. And you take care and stay warm. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a wonderful question. Why would a man need more than one woman? I would say for many reasons. I have an optometrist. I also have a dentist. I also sometimes work with a lawyer. I work with people sometimes that are bagging grocery or sometimes giving me to massage.
I think what she might be asking
I would
is
like all of those people to...
I think, but sorry, yep.
Yeah, what?
I think she means romantic partners.
What do you mean?
Like why would a man have... Yeah.
Why would a man go hoopy with it?
Yeah, why would a man need multiple... partners for hoopy.
Is this meaning that women do not like multiple partners? Is it a man specific?
Yeah.
I feel like Homo sapiens are like rabbits without the ears. So, everyone likes to romp around and jump around.
So your answer is it's just in our nature. Homo sapiens in general.
I think it's everyone is a little different. Some people like mint chocolate chip ice cream, and some people like multiple partners.
And it's just how it is. Great. Well, I'm glad we figured that out.
Wow, that's very wonderful. We solved so many problems here. Everyone's love is fixed now. Your hearts are not broken. They are full of blood and four chambers and pumping all kinds of oxygen to all parts of your body, emotionally, of course.
I also think we should say how thankful we are for everyone who called in. It's really cool to hear all the different voices and all the different places people are listening to the podcast from. And we appreciate your time. And we want to say happy Valentine's Day to you and your loved ones.
Yeah.
And if you're single, make it about you. Go have fun. It's the, you know, if you're in a relationship, happy Valentine's Day. If you're not, who cares? It's not that big a deal.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you. I think, look, love yourself so hard. There's nothing more fun than like, I'm going to do today everything I like to do. And then you just do it so hard and nice.
Love yourself so hard.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for calling. Happy Valentine's Day, or happy V-Day, as they say. Nobody says it.
Before we go, Fula.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you have ever been on a crazy Valentine's Day date. And I'm wondering, if so, what was the most memorable moment that happened on this Valentine's date, which you went on? And I'm just going to continue to ask this question in this way until
I talk. You can,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, I have it.
It seemed like you didn't have an answer. No, so I was just sort of stalling.
It's like, why is he having a seizure? Why is he slowing down? In grade 7, I went to the Tiergarten, which means animal garden, which is German for zoo. I went there.
It doesn't mean deer garden?
Tier.
Oh, Tiergarten. Okay.
Yeah,
sure,
no, tier is like sad, which is sad. Zoos garden. Can be sad. What?
I thought you went to a deer garden.
No, I went to a Tiergarten.
Of course.
And I was there with a lady, and then we were there, and then we had a very nice time, and we were eating our ice creams, our Magnum, which I know here is a condom, and in Germany it's a delicious ice cream. So, but you know, who cares? I put one of those, okay.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, let me censor, yeah. We were there, and then we hear these weird screams, and in the zoo in Nuremberg, the peacocks do not have cages. The peacocks are just flying all around they cannot fly.
Free
as a bird, as they say, Leonard Skinner. And they go around, and then as we're looking, I hear the weird sound like something very crazy. And one of the monkeys is punching one of the peacocks.
And okay, again, and this is the most romantic Valentine's Day date you've been on?
Oh, I tuned out. You said something about dates, and then I just remembered the peacock and the monkey. Happy Valentine's Day!
Love.